ABCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of the program. And it's amazing, actually, how much time has flown by. Time has been flying by for me much quicker than normal this year, only because of a television project that I'm working on, which I will tell you about right now. Now, let's actually wait till the program has gone for a little bit. We do have a number of things to actually get to on today's show. But first, let's begin with our first piece of music today, which I just realized actually kind of sets things up for what I want to talk to you about and what I am going to play for you. Matt Monro with On Days Like These.
Questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole, la 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 la. On days like these when skies are blue and fields are green, I look around and think about what might have been. And then I hear sweet music float around my head as I recall the many things we left unsaid. It's on days like these that I remember singing songs and drinking wine while your eyes played games with mine. On days like these I wonder what became of you. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. I'd like to think you're walking by those willow trees, remembering the love we knew on days like these. It's on days like these that I remember singing songs and drinking wine while your eyes played games with mine. On days like these I wonder what became of you. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. Questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole, la 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 la.
On days like these, Matt Monroe beginning today's edition of the program. Now, over the past few weeks, we've been running some excerpts of Happy Station from bygone days. Yes, from the old Radio Nederland days, with clips going back to the 1970s. Now, these actually have been so warmly received, and we keep getting one question that comes up from you, the listener. The question is, are these going to be made available online? And yes, they will be. In fact, a special website, dedicated website, is being designed at this very moment where all the programs will be made available. Now, coming up with a URL, if you don't know what a URL is, it's what comes after www. And comes right before .com, or whatever dot comes after the name of the website. Now, there is one that we are going to be using. But then I thought, well, how about we also have input from the listeners? And the one, of course, that is decided on by a small panel of judges will be the winner, and that person will get a very interesting care package of memorabilia of Happy Station, as well as new material that we have now. So, if you can think of a name, now I should tell you, by the way, that it has to be a URL that is currently not in use. So if you do send us a list of them, or one, or two, or three, or 100, I would suggest you go online and check one of those websites where you can see if a URL is actually being used. And if it isn't, you then send it to us, because we might get one and go, oh, you know what, we like this one very much. And then we try to register it. But then, of course, we can't, because it's already in use. So that would, of course, make no sense at all. So if you can, try to find out if something is in use. And another suggestion, by the way, is don't come up with anything that's too long. Don't come up with anything that's like, okay, I'll give you one right now, because I really suspect that somebody would send it in, which would be Happy Station Show Archives. Well, that's a little bit too long for people to remember. For URL, it's always better that it's short, maybe 6 characters, maybe 7, but something that's easy to remember. That's always the best. And the address to send it to, stay tuned, because I'll give it out after our next piece of music, because when we come back, we're going to go into the archives again with some interesting little bits. But first, Henry Mancini. Yes, the one and only Henry Mancini, with a composition from, well, actually, it's the opening titles to the movie, A Shot in the Dark, which people also know the film as the Pink Panther, but it's not the Pink Panther theme, but the Shot in the Dark theme. Here's Henry Mancini. Thank you. Henry Mancini with a sig tune to the movie A Shot in the Dark, a film that launched the whole Pink Panther series. You could actually say that is the first Pink Panther theme compared to the one that came along later on. In fact, actually was even used, parts of it were used in the rest of the series, as well as in the television cartoon of A Shot in the Dark. Okay, well, next, actually, we're going to go into the archives of Radio Nederland again. But first, well, actually, it's connected with it. I want to see how many of you remember this.
If you want to help me to make other people smile, 215013227. All you have to do is just pick up your phone and dial 215013227. You may get through, and if you do, all the world will hear the chat we're having. So all you have to do is just pick up your phone and dial 215013227.
Yes, an old jingle that was used for the Happy Station call-in shows. Of course, it's an easy way to give out a phone number, because if you have it with a good jingle and the lyric is very, very simple, well, guess what? It's easy for people to remember. Now, call-in radio shows are something that have actually been around for a very long time. In fact, to the 1950s. That format is very common on radio stations in Canada, the US, Australia, and the UK. But of course, that's local phone calls. The idea of making an international phone call for a call-in show back then, well, either you needed to have a lot of money because it was very expensive, very time-consuming, because in many cases, you couldn't even call direct. You actually had to go through an operator. That, of course, has all changed with the advent of Skype, WeChat, and Line, as well as other apps that you can put on your phone and software that you can put on your computer. So today, actually, we take it for granted. And also, it's the cost. Now, if I call the Netherlands from here in Taiwan and talk for about an hour, it only comes up to maybe 3 or 4 euros, which is really super cheap. If I use Skype, it's even less than 1 euro. So the technology has had a lot to improve things. Now, the other thing, of course, that you had to contend with back in those days, and I know this from experience even in the 1980s, sometimes you make a call overseas. Now, long distance, that's different. Long distance meaning in the same continent, that would be fine. But long distance over the Atlantic or even to the Pacific, well, that was a whole different ball game. You never knew what kind of sound quality you were going to get. Sometimes you'd actually have to hang up and then try the call again, and hopefully you'd get a better line. I'm going to play for you right now the first ever transatlantic call that Tom took on the Happy Station show. There was a radio station, and actually it's still around today, in California called KABC. One of their well-known announcers was Ray Breen, who did a late-night talk show every night. And they would, of course, discuss a multitude of subjects. Now, KABC at the time was also running programs from Radio Nederland. So what we are about to hear right now is that live, when I mean live, because it was during one of the live Happy Station shows that was actually first broadcast to Europe and then repeated to the rest of the world. And just try to imagine what that must have sounded like on shortwave. Now, we actually haven't done anything to improve the sound quality from the original master tape because I wanted you to hear it the way it was.
Oh, really? Well, I think I should say, Ray, I think I should say right now to you that we're on the air live, both of us.
We are?
Yes, so you are on the air live in Europe, and I'm on the air live with you in California.
Now, you're doing your Europe show right now, is that right?
I'm doing the Europe show right now. So, I would say, pardon?
Where is it heard in Europe?
It's heard in all European countries. And also some Southeast Asian countries and in parts of Africa.
Now, so this is broadcast from the Hilversum complex itself, is that right?
That's right, yes. I just told our audience that we are in studio number 5 here, and we are usually in 6, but we're in 5 because that is the studio where we have the telephone set up.
Every once in a while, Tom, I hear Hilversum direct, but not very often. Of course, here in North America, it's the relay station in Bonaire that we hear so loud and so clear.
Yes.
Put in a signal from Bonaire that's really unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
In fact, the caller that just called me a moment ago on the air listens faithfully out in the San Fernando Valley.
Uh-huh. Well, this is a very wonderful feeling to know that listeners in Europe and California are now linked, not only by telephone, but by two radio shows as well. It's a crazy feeling, isn't it?
It certainly is very eerie. how's your relay station in Madagascar, Tom?
Well, it's doing very well because since it opened, we've had many letters from Africa. And especially South Africa, telling us that reception is very clear, and we've seen that the amount of letters coming from South Africa is getting to be much bigger than it used to be before. Of course, that may sound strange to you to get letters from so far away. How far does your show reach?
Well, of course, we are on the broadcast band, and we don't have shortwave in this country except for our Voice of America, which, of course, is external.
Mm-hmm.
So we're strictly in a regional area. We're heard as far north as Northern California and as far south as San Diego on the border.
I see. I know I had a visitor, and you know that, of course, about 2 weeks ago, Mr. Frank Judy. And he told me that it was quite unique that he could hear you all the way up in Sacramento.
Yes, he called me on the air here last week, and he told me that he just had a delightful time, and you were so cordial to him that you even drove him into Amsterdam.
Yeah, that's true. We had some drinks there, and it was a very nice time we spent together.
Well, Tom, I can only tell you that you have a great audience here in North America and a great many people that listen to you here in the Southland.
Well, and who knows the amount of letters that might come in as reaction to this show of people who may have heard you on this European broadcast. And I might tell you that we'll be repeating this phone call we had. We're taping it. And we'll be repeating it on next week's Happy Station show for North America and the rest of the world.
Well, we'll have a special reason to tune in then, won't we?
Definitely, yes. When are you coming over to Holland?
You know, I haven't been in Europe for about 10 years, and when I was in Holland the last time, I never got to Hilversum. In fact, I've got to tell you that I had never even heard of Hilversum.
Well, we've made up for that now, haven't we?
You certainly have. I love Holland. In fact, I was going over some of my slides that I took last time I was there.
Uh-huh.
And I love Holland very much. There's a place we stayed up on the North Sea coast, and I still can't say that name. What is that, Schweringen?
Uh-huh, I see. Yeah, that's the classic.
I have trouble with some of those names. Schweringen or whatever it is.
No, it's Scheveningen.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, however you say it.
Listen, Bream, I can understand that you don't have very much opportunity to travel since you are doing 30 hours a week, if I understand correctly.
Yes, we do an all-night program here from 1 o'clock in the morning till 6.
Yeah, what time is it there now? 2:45 or something?
Yes, it's 15 minutes to 3 a.m.
Uh-huh. Well, it's 16 minutes to 11 a.m. here in the morning.
Now, as you know, we do a two-way talk program. It's called Talk Radio, where people call up and we exchange ideas on the phone.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised at the audience we have all night long.
Well, Mr. Judy told me something about that. I have a feeling that he gave me some rather representative stories of the people that call you. Hey, by the way, I have an adopted grandmother who listens to you, Mrs. Mildred Green.
That's right. She calls regularly.
Uh-huh. And I seem to remember a name of a Mrs. Dolly Parker.
That's right.
So you see, I'm well informed.
Yes, you are. Is there any chance you'll be coming over to North America sometime?
Well, Ray, I'll tell you, it's one of my biggest wishes, and if it weren't for the distance and, of course, the cost involved, then I'd probably be over there to meet you personally, finally, in a week's time. But, well, as I said, there are some problems connected with traveling so far for poor radio people like we are.
Tom, you've got a big audience. Well, I remember when you first took over from Eddie.
Yeah.
And the Happy Station program has been on the air for so long, and you have built a fantastic audience here in the Southland, and you know, that's some doing because people just normally don't listen to shortwave in this country. Other parts of the world are very much shortwave conscious, in Europe, in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia.
Yeah.
They listen to shortwave quite regularly, but in this country, there's been very little shortwave listening.
But
I have a sponsor, God bless him. He's been handling shortwave radios, and we've sold literally thousands upon thousands of them to people who want to listen to you and do other shortwave broadcasts.
Well, so I've been good for business, too.
Yes, indeed you have.
Okay, well, Ray, I certainly hope that I can make it over there soon so that we can...
Just fly over there and, you know, see what Holland's like 10 years since I was there last.
10 years after, yes. Okay, well, I don't know what you are going to do right now, but we are going to play some more music. And I hope that we'll hear from each other more regularly than in the future, because before, I've only heard about you from listeners of mine. And, well, I know now that many people there listen to both Happy Station and your show. And who knows, maybe we can set up some kind of joint venture in the future.
Well, we'll have to pursue it. It sounds like an intriguing thing.
Sure.
So how do you say goodbye in Dutch?
Pardon?
How do you say goodbye in Dutch?
Well, if I would want to say something like I'll be seeing you, then I would say tot ziens, and I think that would be the most appropriate thing at this point. So that would be...
Thank you.
Hello?
Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, Ray, and hope to be talking to you soon again.
All right. Give my regards to everyone in Europe.
Will do. Tot ziens.
Bye.
Bye.
So, that was rather a long phone call with Ray Bream, who was on the air live, just the same as we were, at KABC in Los Angeles, California. And now, my friends, it's time for music.
Yes, actually, that's an excerpt of one of the first Happy Station call-in shows. Wow, international phone calls certainly sounded different back then. I still remember a time when if you wanted to make a call overseas, you still had to go through an operator. And then when you were able to dial direct by the country and city code, it was rather expensive. I mean, it's funny because, you know, today we really take that kind of thing for granted. You know, it's really, really changed a lot. Okay, we're going to have a little bit of music, and when we come back, I am going to tell you again how you can enter your idea for a name for the archive website and the other things that are going to be involved in it. So let's now take a listen to the Manhattan Transfer and A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
Certain night met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right,
I may be wrong,
but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Ooh.
The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown.
Oh, how could he know we two were so in love?
The whole wide world seemed
upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodbye, a nightingale sang.
Of town
were paved with stars.
It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodbye, a nightingale sang in
Manhattan Transfer singing a cappella with no musical accompaniment with the nightingale, sorry, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Now, we are going to be launching a special website that will house all kinds of archive material from Radio Nederland. Now, we do have a name that we are going to be using, but we are going to have a second site, which will actually link you to the first one. So you can either put one or two of the names that will bring you to the same place. So we decided we'll actually have a contest for this and open it up to you who are listening to the program right now. Now, all you have to do is send us a suggestion of names that we can use for a URL. That's the part that comes after www and before .com for the website. Of course, there's some things you should try to remember. You would never come up, let's say, with a website that's called supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I mean, that would just be too long, and nobody would be able to spell it, right? But if you came up with something, I don't know, MP, that's for Mary Poppins, just the two letters, you know. So my point is, the easier, the better it is, okay? So the easier, the better it is. Now, when you send the names along, which of course will be by email, you don't just have to send one. You can send two or three. But something I would suggest you do beforehand And that is if you're going to send one or two, and this is very easy to do, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes. There are a number of websites out there that you can check to see if the idea for a URL that you're sending us is actually available. Because we don't want to get a whole bunch of URLs and go, oh, we like this one. And then we go, oh, well, actually, somebody's using it. Oh, but we have another one here. Oh, this is even better. Oh, somebody's using it, right? So if you can, try to find out if the URL is being used. You just do a Google search for who owns a website or who is a website, and you just put your idea in there, and it'll tell you if it's available or not. Send it along, and like I said, try to make it something that you can easily remember. Because if it's something that you could easily remember, it's always the best. You don't want to have a website that people have to go, what was that address again? I don't remember what it is. Oh, it's so complicated. I can't remember. You know, it has to be something that can go, oh, yes, I know. It's easy. It's www, blah, 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 blah. Okay? So the easier, the better. The address to send it to is going to be the same address that we use if you listen to our program on shortwave to let us know, which is PCJQSL@PCJmedia.com. That's PCJQSL@PCJmedia.com. Now, there is going to be a special link on our website where you can go and click on that, and you'll be able to send us an email directly through our website. In the subject line, I wouldn't put something like reception report or I heard your program. Put something that you can put anything you want, as long as you put the word web, W-E-B, right? You can put hello, web, or I heard your program, web. As long as you put W-E-B in the subject line, then we will know what it is specifically for. Once again, that email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Time for more music now. Here's Cliff Richards and Congratulations.
Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. Who would believe that I could be happy and contented? I used to think that happiness hadn't been invented. But that was in the bad old days before I met you. When I let you walk into my heart. Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I was afraid that maybe you thought you were above me. That I was only fooling myself to think you'd love me. But then tonight you said you couldn't live without me. That round about me, you wanted to stay. Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be.
Cliff Richards and Congratulations. And now a message for our Spanish listeners. Esa canción que nosotros estoy escuchando en ese momento, que se llama Congratulations, de la cantor Cliff Richards. Y tengo también una otra versión de esa canción, que se grabando para esa emisión a la Estación de la Alegría, pero la versión inglés y también la versión español. Es una versión que se llama Felicidades, cantar para tomar. Todas las palabras de esa versión se cambia. Está muy interesante.
Felicitaciones en este día a la Estación de la Alegría, digo yo. Felicitaciones, congratulaciones por 4 décadas y 1 año en transmisión. En el 28 Eduardo Stars fue el precursor y 41 años fue el impulsor del bello barco holandés y volador que tiene por lema ¡Viva el buen humor! Felicitaciones a la estación que en onda corta es programa singular. Felicidades, congratulación, todos contentos, muy bien, a continuar. Cada domingo en sus casas visitamos a la familia más crecida de la radio y a todos, todos con cariño saludamos, ya sean viejitos o bien juventud. Felicitaciones en este día a la Estación de la Alegría, digo yo. Felicitaciones, congratulaciones por 4 décadas y 1 año en transmisión.
Another version of the same song, Congratulations, there by Tom Meyer, in Spanish with a lot of the lyric change. I believe we've also played the English version of that on the show before, not too long ago, I believe. Now, as I mentioned earlier with the special website that we're going to create that'll have the archive material, the person who we choose, the person who is the winner of the idea for the URL, will also get a little thank you gift. Actually, it's a gift package. That will include many things, CD, DVD, other surprises, as well as, yes, you're going to go, what? Would I say this one? Yes, a 45 RPM single. Yes, a 45 RPM single. And what is it? Well, I'm not going to tell you any more about it. You just have to, well, good luck to you all. Good luck to you all. You're right. Okay. This week, actually. Actually, it was quite exciting because I am working on a car show. I don't mean a show where you present, well, not the kind of show where you go, oh, I'm going to go see some cars at a car show, like an auto show or something like that, but a car television show for Taiwan. And we've been actually filming it for the past few months now and will premiere in the fall. And if you know the name, let us know, and we'll send you a thank you gift for that as well. I'm getting little bits of information, and the show will be available online through the website. It will be in Chinese, but they are working to put English subtitles on it that you can either choose to keep on or off. So when that actually gets online after the first transmission, I will pass the URL to you, A lot of fun. Some people already made comparisons of how I host the show with somebody else, but a very different way. We were actually having a lot of fun with it. And speaking of a lot of fun, for the past 5 weeks, I've been restoring a motorcycle, a Yamaha Dragfire from 1999, that was in complete disarray. The engine was running. The engine has had hardly any mileage on it, but the paint was horrible, and there was a lot of rust and corrosion and everything, and I've been spending time when I can to actually do it, which is a lot of fun. Unless it's too complicated, then I have a mechanic do it for me. But it's something that actually I enjoy doing. I'm the kind of person, things like motorcycles and fixing them, and bicycles and fixing them, and except for cars as well. But cars, I couldn't care less if it's a twin cam or a single cam, as long as it has power. You know, everything is good with power. That's all I care about when it comes to cars. But for motorcycles and bicycles, yes, my favorite thing is, of course, tinkering with them. Time for music again. We're going to listen to German singer Tom Gabel. And the song that we're going to listen to, I just realized that it actually is on here. I haven't heard it before, but I suspect it will be very different from the original version. Now, the song was a big hit for the Rolling Stones, and it's one of their iconic songs. It's called Satisfaction. You know, I can't get no satisfaction. But this is a version by Tom Gabel. Now, Tom Gabel is a very, very different singer, and I'm really curious to see how it sounds. So if it's queued up, here it goes.
Well, I try, and I try, oh, I try, yes, I try. Information supposed to fire my mind.
Well, that was certainly different. Kind of a big band, jazz, blues version of the Rolling Stones classic Satisfaction, performed there by Tom Gabel from an album called Don't Want to Dance. And Tom Gabel, for those who are regular listeners to the program, may remember that he was a guest on the show about 3 years ago when we talked about the new release that he had put out. And as we were preparing today's show, I went, we haven't played Tom Gabel for a while. And I went, is he with Satisfaction? No, it can't be the same one. Sure enough, it was the same composers. And I went, we have to play that one. We have to play that one. I'm really curious to see how that one sounds. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us to let us know what you think of the program and also how you heard the show, either it being shortwave, satellite, AM, FM, medium wave, or even the internet, it's very easy to do. PCJ, QSL at PCJmedia.com. Coming up in a few weeks, by the way, I should tell you that there is going to be a special, yes, a special PCJ Radio International transmission outside of our normal schedule. That'll be 2 hours long. Yes, a special 2-hour transmission from PCJ Radio International. What is it going to be and what do we have planned for that? I am going to not tell you this week, only because we're actually nearly out of time and there's actually a lot of information in that. But all I will say is that it's something that you will definitely want to hear. It is going to be interesting, very special, and you're going to be hearing stuff on that transmission that some of you who may have never heard before. That's the only thing I can say on it right now. Now, despite the fact that we actually know what's going to be planned for it, we're still putting a few final touches on it, and next week, hopefully, everything will be fixed out with times and frequencies, so we'll be able to give it out then. We're going to leave you today with an Australian group called Savage Garden, and this is actually one of their big hits. It's called Truly, Madly, Deeply. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent, wishing you well. Hope you're joining us again very soon, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
I'll be